As a listener to the Beef Watch podcast, we would really appreciate your feedback on the content we provide. By going to go.unl.edu/podcast and completing a 5-question survey, you will help us know what has been beneficial to you and also what you would like to listen to more of. Again, that's go.unl.edu/podcast, or you can also go to the beef.unl.edu website and you'll find the survey there. Thanks for being a listener to the Beef Watch podcast. We really look forward to getting your feedback. Welcome to the Beef Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we're going to discuss an article that's in the November issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Successfully Weaned Calves, a Hot Commodity. To discuss this, I'm joined today by the author, Dr. Carla Wilkie, who's a Nebraska Extension Cow-Calf Systems and Stocker Management Specialist. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Wilkie, this topic is really timely as we think about where we're at in the calendar year. For spring-born calves, many of those have been weaned or soon will be weaned off the cow, and that's really the focus of this article, around principles and practices that producers can use to successfully make that transition. Give us some perspective on keys that you think are important as we make that transition from the mama to that calf being on its own.
Well, I think one of the things, and if you're one of those people that are buying the calves, you don't really have control over this happening, but you certainly have control over buying calves that you do know have been raised properly. And so one of the things that impacts that calf at weaning is whether he was raised by a cow that had a good nutrition program, was on a good vaccination program, was able to deliver high quality colostrum to him early on, and then that he would have had his own set of vaccinations prior to weaning. And certainly when we go to the sale barn and we look at the consignment sheets, you know, that should be on there. What did the calf have and when? And so that certainly helps that calf get his immune system set up so that when he does go into a stressful situation, such as weaning, that he's got a little more defense against any pathogens that might be attacking him.
Let's talk also about transitioning that calf from nursing mom to the diet that they're going to be on. What are some things to know about the feed needs of that calf?
Right. So that calf is going to start eating solid feeds while he's still with his mother, and he's going to be eating what she eats. So he's very familiar with whatever he had with her. And so his intake is partially from milk and partially from forages. And so probably about 1.5, maybe a little more of his percent, 1.5% of his body weight on a dry matter basis would be from forages while he's still nursing the cow. So yes, some of his nutrition is coming from the milk, but the bigger he gets, the bigger percentage of his overall diet is from the feeds that he's either being fed with that cow or grass that he's grazing with that cow. And so what we're wanting to do once he's weaned and we've taken milk away is we want to get him to start eating at least 2.3% of his body weight in roughages or forages, his total diet, as soon as we can after weaning. And so one of the things to keep in mind is if he was a grazing calf out with his mother, then he's very familiar with grass. And if he's not in a grazing situation now as a weaned calf, then probably the easiest thing to get him started up on is going to be some long stem grass type hay and maybe some, you know, cakes, some distiller supplement, something. But if he was in a position where the cow was receiving a mixed, total mixed diet, and maybe that had some silage or wet distillers in it, he'll eat that because he's familiar with it. If he has not been exposed to those wet and fermented feeds prior to weaning, he's probably going to be really slow to start off eating those. So kind of having an idea of what the background the calves might have come from and where they are in that type of situation helps a lot to get them started on that feed.
One of the things you mentioned in the article is understanding that calf's age and rumen development. Speak to that a little bit more, because I think that's an important thing to take into account.
So when the nursing calf is born, the abomasum, which is the compartment of his digestive system that is the most like ours, that has the hydrochloric acid, the pepsin digestion, the glandular surface, that's where the milk goes. The esophageal groove in their throat closes when they do the suckle motion, and it bypasses through the rumen. So any of those microbes, bacteria, protozoa, fungi that are in the rumen to digest forages don't really get a shot at that milk. It goes straight through and then is absorbed where the calf can get the most out of it for muscle and tissue growth, which would make sense because that's a very highly digestible, very high quality protein and energy source. And so that's great that that goes straight to the animal. But as that animal begins to experiment with some forages, starts to nibble at feed when the cow's fed or when, he's eating grass with her, then that rumen begins to develop and there should be a shift to more of the digestive system portion, the bigger proportion of it to be the rumen versus the abomasum. And that calf is usually about 3 months old before the rumen is developed enough and doing enough that the animal could actually be considered a ruminant animal and not a pre-ruminant animal. And so if he's weaned right around that 3 month age period, then we're going to have to make sure he gets an opportunity to have a lot smaller meals more frequently with more highly digestible feed. That would be something we would call an early weaned calf. And he's going to have a little bit different need than a calf that's, say, 6, 7 months old and who's really pretty much a ruminant animal who gets a milk snack. And those are two different animals. And so how we approach their management at weaning should be different.
One of the other things you mentioned is the importance of a proper vitamin mineral package both prior to and after weaning. Speak to that a little bit because we know that is important for immune function and health.
Right. There are trace minerals like copper and zinc, and then vitamins like vitamin A all play a huge role in developing and maintaining the immune system of that calf. And so hopefully the calf had a good plan that in his diet when he was with the cow, and we certainly want to continue that when he's weaned. And so the thing with copper is that even though a diet may have a fair amount of copper in it, other trace minerals like sulfur can decrease the availability or the absorption of that copper, I should probably say. And so we want to have maybe a little more copper in there because we may not be getting as much utilization out of it if we're also feeding a fair amount of distillers, which might be high in sulfur. So little things like that, knowing, what is our diet, what antagonists might we have in that, and then certainly, as far as inorganic sources go, there are some that are more available to the animal than others. And so, using like a copper sulfate or something else rather than something that might not be, copper oxide would not be as available in the rumen. And so, there's little things like that, but making sure that we have put together a pretty decent vitamin and mineral supplement for that calf that's going to be readily available to him can be pretty critical to helping him mount his own defense against things.
One of the other foundational things that's important for that calf is water. And we might think, well, yeah, obviously, but it is really important as we think about, especially these calves that come through a auction barn. We don't know what their water source has been historically. So maybe they're not used to drinking out of a tank or an automatic water.
Right. So making sure, watching the calves, making sure that, if you have a ball on top of the water or whatever, making sure that they are actually figuring it out. And if it's a, maybe it's a higher tank, and, we mentioned earlier, we were talking about the early weaned calf. Well, if the pens are set up really for bigger cattle, it's a feedlot with, the assumption is that they're coming in at 700 pounds and you get in this load of 300 pounders. Making sure they can reach that tank or that water or whatever it needs. And then, yeah, you're right. Like maybe when they were at the sale barn, they could reach the water, but say the sale barn's on the edge of town and it was city water or something and it smelled funny and they didn't like it and they didn't drink it. So now they're kind of dehydrated or whatever. Watch those calves, watch their sides. Are they drawn? Are they getting feed? Are they getting the water? That kind of thing is really critical. And you're right, it's It's very important to make sure they're not dehydrated because that can obviously lead them to get sick much quicker. But also, because the rumen requires a lot of water for the fermentation process, if they can't drink the water or will not drink the water, they will not eat the feed. And so that then just starts a snowball effect of calves getting sick.
What other things would you encourage producers to think through, some principles to remember as they care for these newly weaned calves?
Well, I think, calves are pretty expensive right now. It's quite the investment, and I think being proactive has always kind of been my motto anyway, and rather than being reactive. So I think that producers really want to make sure they've got a good relationship established with the local veterinarian, have a protocol in place. This is what we're going to do if this happens. This is what we're going to do if this happens. Those calves should have had 2 rounds of vaccinations if they were on the cow. At weaning, shortly after weaning, they should probably have a third round. So, working with the veterinarian to get that done and having a protocol for what antibiotics we're going to use if this happens, what antibiotic we're going to use if this happens, and being ready to go with that, because the sooner we get something treated when we notice it, the better off its chances are that it's going to respond to that, come out of it, and get going. And so I guess just along those same lines is kind of that whole process of how you walk through those calves, how you check them, watching for illnesses, how they act when you walk in versus they don't think you're watching them is kind of an important step for producers too. And maybe most producers are pretty familiar with that and know what they're doing, but if you're a producer just getting started in the weaned calf arena, it's pretty important to understand that they don't see you as their savior. They see you as a predator. And so, they will, if they don't feel good, they will kind of hide in the middle of the pack. They will have their head down. They will, if you walk in there, they will try to act like they feel good for the duration of the time that they think you're watching them. So trying to observe them from a distance a little bit. You see a calf kind of laying there, kind of not really loafing and chewing his cud, but maybe laying with his head on the ground and stuff, try to get his number and then get him to move around and see how he stands, how he reacts once you walk away from that. And sometimes they're 2 and 3 deep at the bunk, but trying to see, move them away and see if they move right back up there. And they're like, nope, when that calf's done, it's my turn. Or if they're like, nope, I'm just standing back here trying to be inconspicuous, then you kind of get a feel for who you need to maybe pull in for treatment or to check on. So I think we're going to all have to be very vigilant with weaned calves this year because there's a lot of invested right now.
For more information on the topic we did discuss in the Beef Watch podcast, there's good information at beef.unl.edu. The title of this article, Successfully Weaned Calves, a Hot Commodity.